Okay, so remember verse 21 was talking about the person who lives in the hell realm even though they're a human being because they work for a very abusive or corrupt boss. And then the verse we did yesterday was somebody who is like a hungry ghost even though they're a human being because they're miserly. And then this verse is somebody who is, you know, has a human body, but is like an animal. Okay? So who pretends to be a human being, but in fact is but a beast? The person lost in unknowing, or lost in ignorance, and with no interest in spiritual excellence. Okay, so the person who's completely lost in their own ignorance, overwhelmed by ignorance, not understanding that they're ignorant, yeah, and therefore not having any spiritual interest whatsoever, you know, who just thinks, well, I can do what I want as long as I don't get caught, and you know, life is all about just enjoy and have a good time as much as you can, and que sera, que sera. And, you know, other human beings are, you know, I have no responsibility for their welfare. You know, if they're suffering, it's their own problem, their own fault. They got themselves in that situation. You know, somebody who thinks, well, I know what reality is. You know, reality is what my senses tell me. And anything beyond reality is just make-believe. Okay? So people who think in any of those ways, whose ignorance is really, really deep, then they have a human body, but their mind is like an animal. Yeah? Because animals, their primary quality is ignorance. Yeah. I mean, our kitties are as dear as can be, but, you know, like, they can't keep precepts, they aren't interested in spiritual matters, unless it's, you know, to eat something on the altar that they like. Yeah. But then some people are like that too, you know, they see a Buddhist altar and their first thought is, oh, who offered that and when can I take it? Yeah, okay. So, you know, when we just live our life without really thinking, what is the meaning of my life? What's the purpose of my life? How does my life affect other living beings? How can I help, you know, contribute to the benefit of others? You know, somebody who isn't thinking about anything except I want what I want when I want it is like an animal. Okay? So that's what he's describing here.